1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
It's time for your phone tap, and today we call a woman who left a complaint after visiting a department store. Ooh. Apparently, she had a bad experience, and she's been waiting to talk to someone in customer service about it.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, she's in luck, because she's not just going to talk to one customer service representative. She's going to talk to two.
Oh.
Hey, special treatment.
Brooke and myself. And while you might think two customer service reps are better than one, I don't think she's going to agree by the end of the call.
I have a feeling you're right.
You'll understand why in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Kendall and I work in customer service. I'm looking to speak with Rachel.
This is she.
Hi, Rachel. I was just calling because we received an email from you about an incident that happened at our store.
Yes, ma'am. The other night,
store. Before you get into that, I just want you to know that we take customer complaints extremely seriously. Now, do I have your permission if I can put you on a recorded line?
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay, great. I also need to inform you that since I'm a part-time employee, state regulations say I can only process your report for 32 seconds.
What? 32 seconds.
Yeah, and then I'll need to transfer you.
Why?
If I take your statement for over the 32-second allotment of time, well, then I'm eligible for benefits, and the company doesn't want to do that.
Ma'am, I can't believe that I only have 32 seconds to tell something that happened over a course of 45 minutes.
Well, I think you can give it your best shot. So are you ready? I have my timer here, and go!
Okay, last night, I was in the store with my children. I was in the electronics center trying to pick out an Xbox.
Okay, great. 23 seconds left. Can you tell me what was in your cart in the electronics department?
Why are you asking this? I don't know what's in my cart. And you say you don't have a lot of time. This stuff has nothing to do with my complaint.
Mm-hmm. We're down to 18 seconds. What were you wearing?
What do you mean, what was I wearing?
Oh, it just helps to identify you on our security footage, you know, if we have to look through it. Now, are you sure you don't remember? You have 11 seconds left.
I had a green shirt on, some shoes. I mean, I don't know what you want me to
say. 4 seconds. What shoes were they?
Why does that matter?
Sorry, Rachel, but I have to officially stop the call. Let me pass you to another associate. Please hold.
Are you serious?
Hi, this is Adrian with customer service. How may I help you today?
Adrian, I'm trying to tell this story about what happened. I don't have a 32-second timer with you. Are you a full-time employee?
I am not a full-time employee, but there's not a whole lot of full-time employees around here, if I'm being honest. Can I get your name, please?
My name is Rachel.
All right, Rachel. Let me just jot that down real quick. Got it? All right, and you have a complaint today?
Yes, I emailed my complaint in. I was in the electronics center last Tuesday.
Okay, hold on. I haven't started my timer yet. I only have 32 seconds to take down your complaint because I'm only a part-time employee here.
Okay, are you going to talk the entire 32 seconds or are you going to allow me to talk?
And go. What's your complaint?
Last Tuesday, I was in the electronics center.
You're going to have to go faster than that if we're going to get through this, okay? Was it by the DVDs or by the gaming systems?
Sir, I don't know where.
Okay.
I don't live in the store, sir. I don't know where I was.
That's
I just
okay.
want to tell you what happened.
We can work with this. You've got 24 seconds left. I'm just going to jot down that you were near the digital cameras. Okay, continue.
This is unbelievable.
Can you tell me what you were wearing, ma'am?
I just told the girl before me what I was wearing. Why does that matter?
Well, because it matters in my report. Just hurry. You got 13 seconds.
I had on a jogger sweatpants suit and some Nikes. It was green.
Okay, perfect. I got that down. And what was your complaint? We only have 6 seconds.
When I talked to the customer service rep yesterday, she was very, very rude to me.
Okay, hurry. What was she wearing?
Oh, her uniform, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rachel, but I have to officially stop the call there.
What?
Our time has run out, though. Good luck with the next associate. There's some really great people who work here.
For me.
Please hold.
No. Oh, my God.
Hi, this is Kendall at customer service. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, it's me again.
Oh, hey, Rachel. I think I just spoke with you 32 seconds ago.
Yeah, you did. And I'm glad that I got you because I want to continue my story that I just tried to tell you.
Are you ready? Go! Oh, sorry about that. We had a malfunction with our timer. Let's try this again. Go!
I'm not doing this again. I'm not.
Are you sure? Because I just wrote down green shirt. I remembered.
So if you remember, then you know what the hell is going on.
Okay, great. 23 seconds left. Can you tell me what was in your cart in the electronics department? See, I'm with you. I'm
no,
with you, Rachel.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to do this. I want to talk to a full-time employee.
Are you sure? 12 seconds left.
I'm not talking. I promise you I'm not going to say another word. I'm going to wait for a full-time employee.
You sound unhappy.
You think? God, look what y'all are putting me through.
Okay, let me get my part-time customer buddy on the phone.
No!
Please hold.
Come on, not again! Oh, my God.
Hi, is this Rachel?
Yes, it's Rachel. You know who this is?
Oh, hi, Rachel. It's Adrian. Long time no talk.
What is it? Just two part-time idiot employees for a whole freaking store?
Gosh, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's because it's a prank phone call.
What?
Yeah, it's a joke. This is actually Brooke and Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Are you freaking serious?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Your boyfriend James set you up because he said you had a bad shopping experience the other day.
You people are sick. I cannot believe you did that to me.
You know, those big corporations not wanting to pay out benefits.
Yeah, but I do want to know, what are you wearing?
It's none of your business what I'm wearing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you please hold?
I hate you guys so much right now.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.